was the first time the lanky sergeant had been put in charge, and he was nervous about it. It was mid-afternoon, October 3, 1993. Eversman's Chalk 4 was part of a force of U.S. Army Rangers and Delta Force operators who were about to drop in uninvited on a gathering of Habergeter clan leaders in the heart of Mogadishu, Somalia. This ragged clan, led by warlord Mohammed Farah Aidid, had picked a fight with the United States of America. Today's targets were two of Aidid's lieutenants. They would be arrested and imprisoned with a growing number of belligerent clan's bosses on an island off the southern Somali coast city of Kismayo. Chalk 4's piece of this snatch and grab was simple. Each of the four Ranger Chalks had a corner of the block around the target house. Eversman's would rope down to the northwest corner and set up a blocking position. With Rangers on all four corners, no one would enter the zone where the Delta operators were working, and no one would leave. They had done this dozens of times without difficulty, in practice and on the task force's six previous missions. The pattern was clear in Eversman's mind. He knew which way to move when he hit the ground, where his soldiers would be. Private First Class Todd Blackburn was the baby on Eversman's bird, a kid fresh out of Florida high school who had not yet been to Ranger School. He'd need watching. Sergeant Scott Gallantine was older but also inexperienced here in Moog.